So, in this module, we're going to take a look at taking an application from the Windows Store, using the deep linking process to deliver that application to our users running on Windows RT devices using Windows Intune. The objectives here are to be able to create an application in our Windows Intune tenant based on an application from the Windows Store, then to be able to deploy that same application out to a group of devices within our Windows Intune tenant, and to explore the experience of taking an app from the company portal that has been deep linked on a Windows RT device. The first thing that we're going to do is go through the process of adding an app into the store inside of Windows Intune. So here we are inside the Windows Intune portal, and I'm going to do something that should now be becoming quite familiar. I'm inside of the software workspace. I'm looking at Manage Software, and I'm going to go to Add Software. That's going to cause the Click Once application to start off for us to be able to upload some software into Windows Intune. So this time we're going to select Next here on this wizard, and instead of selecting a software installer, we're going to select an external link, and we'll be able to provide a specific URL for the application that we want to connect into. Now we have to think, how do we get hold of the application URL from within the Windows Store? So I'm going to switch across to a reference machine that I've created, that we've used before. I'm not switching over to my Windows RT machine at this moment, because it's a little bit easier to do this from a virtual machine. So I'm going to switch across to my reference machine here, and I'm already in the Windows Store. So the very first thing I'm going to do is search for the application that I want to publish using deep linking. So I'm going to go and search for Skype. And here's our Skype application. Now what we need to do is get hold of a link to this particular application. So the way we'll do that is, again, to bring up the charms, and I'm going to go to the share icon. And I'm going to choose to share this with Mail. And that's going to very quickly just create me a Mail that's going to have a link in it to this application inside of the Windows Store. So I'm just going to copy that link from our mail, and I'm going to move back to my machine here and paste that link into the location there. In a second or so, it's going to found the application, found the link, and if we click next, it will then wait and allow us to provide some extra information. So we're going to call this Skype. And then it's very cool video calling. We'll place that into the collaboration and social category. We'll say next. And we'll hit upload. Obviously, there's nothing to upload there. It's very, very quick. So, having done that, we now have our app inside the Windows Intune portal. If we just hit refresh, the app will become visible to us with all of the details that we just entered. And then we can see our Skype application. So now, let's go have a look at deploying this application. To manage deployment, and again, we just need to select which users we need to use in this case. I'm going to select my all users group, and next, for us to get to set that to an available install, finish. That's our app deployed out to our company portal, and let's go and have a look at how that's going to appear inside of our Windows RT device. Here we are again back on our Windows RT device, and we've logged back into it. Let's go into our company portal. We've obviously already enrolled this device in the previous module of this course. And quite often we'll be asked to re-authenticate again at this point, so let's just go ahead and do that. We'll just sign in. And once we sign in, we see that the Skype application is already being advertised as a new addition to our company portal. We can go into Browse by Category, and we see that we now have a Social and Collaboration category created. And we can go into Skype, and from here we can select the link to View in the Windows Store. So you can see the deep linked application isn't actually delivered directly from the company portal. It does actually jerk us off to the location inside of the Windows Store. So it's a great way to be able to curate applications inside of the Windows Store and highlight those to your end users. You may, for example, want to highlight different versions of Skype so that they have the ability to select the correct version of Skype from all of the other Skype-named applications inside of the Windows Store. At this point, the user just clicks Install, and it's just the same as installing any other Windows Store application. So across the course of this module, we've taken an application on a Windows RT device, got hold of a link for that application, and added that link into our company portal using Windows Intune. We've then seen how we install the application onto a Windows 8 device, onto a Windows RT device. It's exactly the same process for a Windows 8 device, and we have therefore delivered our deep linked application down to our Windows RT devices.